Welcome back to the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, this weekend is Father's Day, and that'll be a time for all of us to reflect on what dads mean to us and what we've learned about our own families and our experiences with them. That concept is at the heart of Ben Falcone's new book, Being a Dad is Weird, Lessons in Fatherhood from My Family to Yours. Falcone is a comedy writer, so naturally this is a funny take on things like vacations, hypochondria, keeping things weird. But it also serves as a biography for his father, Steve, and the lessons he learned about being a dad. Falcone is a comedy writer, actor, and director. He's been in several television programs and films, including writing and directing films like Tammy and The Boss, with his wife, Melissa McCarthy. He and McCarthy live with their two girls in Los Angeles, and Ben Falcone is on the line now. Ben, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Did you set out to tell the story of your father, or was this having a funny book about parenting?
It started out as a story about my dad. I used to roast him at parties. I really did. And I would tell all these stories about, you know, like a bad vacation or a road trip where I figured out on this road trip that he was full of crap. And so I would tell, you know, these groups of our family friends about it. And I, you know, as I got older, when I go visit, you know, after college and stuff, I would tell another story at a different party. And, you know, people seemed to enjoy them. And then I finally stopped. I was like, geez, maybe it's mean. I don't want to, you know, maybe I'm telling these stories about my dad and I'm kind of roasting him too much. And then I got home from a party where I didn't do it. And he goes, hey, buddy, why didn't you tell one of the stories? So he liked him. So for my intention with the book at the beginning was to just sort of tell some of these stories about my dad that I used to tell at parties and sort of give it to him and then my mom and my brother as a Christmas present, just sort of like stories, you know, the Falcone lore or whatever. And as I was writing it, I discovered, I was like, oh, you know, it might be kind of interesting to juxtapose what it's like being a father in L.A. now with how I was raised. So that became kind of my idea that was an offshoot of the original idea.
Well, I mean, as a comedy writer, as someone who writes characters, and you obviously with the ability to roast real stories, you know, roast your dad in real time, real stories, how much do you have to resist the urge to embellish, to try and make him a certain way or a certain character as opposed to just giving us your dad as he is?
You know, that's a really good question. I find that almost to a T, almost everyone who tells the real thing is more interesting than the thing that they're embellishing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So yeah. If I feel like there's something kind of missing, then what I'll do is I'll try to look a little more specifically, like, well, what did happen later? You know what I mean? Like, instead of like, oh, and that's when, you know, a meteor hit the room or whatever. I'm like, well, what actually, you know, then what did my mom do and what did I do? And, you know, I just really try to, you know, it was a very forcible recollection. So I find that with my writing anyway, or maybe I'm just not interesting enough that my ideas aren't better than the truth.
Well, I doubt that. But there is something great about learning. I mean, as a stranger, as someone I don't know you, and you know, learning about your not only your relationship with your dad, but who your dad is, whether it be through the noises he makes or just the life that he lives. There's something that's great. I mean, it's not only weird, but it's interesting. It's beyond just sort of like, this is kooky dad. Dads do weird things. I mean, there's a very robust character in Steve Falcone.
Well, good. I'm glad you you know, see it that way. He's definitely a really complicated, great, funny, loving guy, you know, and like so many people, the best characters that are real, you know, he's just this great. I've been close to my dad ever since I was little. I've always felt like I could talk to him about anything. And, you know, I think in a lot of ways, that's one of the best things you can say about a parent is when your kid, you know, just feels like they can communicate to you anything at any time.
What should we as the reader be taking away from your dad? We know what you take away from it, especially when it comes to parenting lessons with your family now. But what should we be taking away from him? What should be the lasting thought on Steve Falcone?
Well, you know, I think he's you know, the lasting thought, as a man, he's just a really good guy who's hopefully funny. I think he is. And then as father, I think what's interesting, you know, for parents who might get this book, I think it's really interesting how he just keeps things so simple, you know. And I think one of the things when writing the book that really interested me the most was, as, you know, life has gone on and, you know, we've got screens everywhere and everyone's got a phone and an iPad and we're trying to record moments and, you know, keep our kids away from so many more things. Mm-hmm. My dad still keeps things really, really simple. And, you know, like, be happy. It's a choice to be happy. You have to muscle up and try to be happy, even when things, you know, it's not the best day of your life, but you got to suck it up and do your best. You know, I think, you know, stuff like that that he sort of imparted on me, I hope comes through. And in many, you know, obviously some things that we're doing now, as opposed to back when I was raised in the 70s and 80s, are way better. But I don't think they're all way better.
Yeah, this book is a lot about generational parenting, or at least a contrast between how you were raised and how your dad went about parenting. And there is, I mean, it's very echoes the world we live, the reality we live in now, where, you know, there was you guys could do what you wanted to, and he was there for you when you needed, but, you know, you had a longer leash. Where in this day and age, there's a difference in the way. I mean, a lot of the things that play out in your life, anxiety and the idea of keeping your kids away from dangers, are almost flying in the face of the way that your dad parented.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, for many people in my age bracket, you know, your 40s, we would, if you lived in a town of a certain size, like, you would just, in the summer, it was like, okay, well, you're 11 years old and you're with a 12-year-old, all right, go ride bikes all day and I'll see you at lunch or dinner or whatever. Right. And there was no cell phone to go check up and, you know, constantly text, are you okay now? How are you doing now? And, you know, to hear my mom and dad tell it, they were like, no, we didn't worry. That was just, nobody did. And obviously that's different, you know, and it should be now, you know, in certain ways of, like, you know, I live in a city and you just can't do it. But there are elements of, you know, the constant guilt that I think today's parent feels that are not helpful, you know, and I think if you can just give your kid that unconditional support and, you know, common sense discipline and advice, then maybe, you know, the guilt you're feeling isn't helping yourself, and I don't think it's helping the kid.
One of the things about the book is drawing that correlation from the lessons learned from your dad. When doing that and putting that down on paper, was there some stuff that surprised you that you were like, oh, I guess I did learn this from my dad, or that, you know, you needed to be reminded by organizing it in thoughts and putting into a book that it plays a big role in your life and your family's life?
Well, you know, it did, you know, putting stuff down, you know, kind of really forced me to take a look at myself, which is sometimes fine. And sometimes you're like, oh boy, that I'm, you know, really, that's me. But, you know, just like, for example, I started to write this story about, you know, how my dad has always made noises his whole life, like just weird noises. And, you know, like if a room gets quiet, he'll just go, oh, baby, or whatever.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And I was like, oh, and I used to always tell these stories, and I was like, oh, and I would get laughs at parties just making fun of all the noises he makes, which are, he makes up words. I mean, it's bizarre what he does. And, you know, I'm writing the book, and I start writing this thing about, like, his bizarre noises and whatever he's doing. And then as I continue, I'm, you know, somewhere during the writing, I'm in the shower, and I hear myself just go, oh, baby. And I was like, oh, man, now I have to put this in the book. You know what I mean? I can't, like, I can't just say that he does it like I'm doing it, too. You know, so it definitely, in terms of some of the parenting advice, and also just in terms of, like, taking a look at myself, I was like, oh boy, it was a real honesty pill, the book.
You know, the last thing I want to ask is just about not only the lessons learned for parenting, but the lessons, as you mentioned, you know, your dad having this push towards happiness. And one of the things that you mentioned in the book, and I thought it was really interesting, was the idea of adult friendships, family, and I guess the hidden joys in life. Where, you know, that was a big part of what your dad did. He loved to have parties. He loved to have his friends over. He still, I mean, that's how the Falcones work. And you continue to do that with your friends from the Groundlings and other people in Los Angeles that you're around. Talk about that. Talk about what that means, the idea of finding happiness and joy in adult friendships and family around you.
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting because one of the things parents do now that I feel like they did less then, or at least my parents did less, and their friends, when somebody has a baby now, they, like, go off the grid. Like, you just don't even see them for, like, you know, a half of a year. And then they sort of emerge from a cave or something, and they're like, hi, this is my baby. And there's something, you know, when people had kids back when I was a kid, it was like, you know, you'd see a kid who's a week old and they'd bring him to, like, the pub or whatever. And, you know, obviously doctors now say, hey, give it a month. But the point remains that, like, you know, my dad and my mom really place a premium on their friends. And the fact that they have their kids didn't mean they stopped being social. And I think that does happen a little bit more today. I mean, I'm totally generalizing horribly, but I feel like
that happens
a little bit more today than it did then. And so something that, you know, Melissa and I both wanted to do, because we're both, you know, we love each other. We love our kids. Obviously we love our parents, but we love our friends. And, you know, that's how your whole life is kind of divvied up. Like when I was a kid, on the weekends, I looked so forward. There was always something that was going to happen that night or that, you know, late afternoon. And that was what I based my whole weekend on. Like, I just kind of doddered around and, you know, played basketball and did something. And then the whole thing that I looked forward to was seeing everybody else and all their kids and, like, it being a big party. So that's my hope, is that for my kids, they get that same kind of feeling when we see all of our friends and their kids. And, you know, and then it's really, you know, the kids all hang out together and they're, you know, having more fun without just parents around.
Right.
And then the parents get a hot second. It's like natural babysitting too, where like you're definitely with your kids and you're having fun with them, but you're also getting to have an adult conversation, which you probably haven't gotten that chance to do, you know, all day.
Our generation needs more of that. The book is Being a Dad is Weird, Lessons in Fatherhood from My Family to Yours, the author Ben Falcone. Ben, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks. Great talking to you.